This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the Holistic Survival Show with Jason Hartman. The economic storm brewing around the world is set to spill into all aspects of our lives. Are you prepared? Where are you going to turn for the critical life skills necessary to survive and prosper? The Holistic Survival Show is your family's insurance for a better life. Jason will teach you to think independently, to understand threats, and how to create the ultimate action plan. Sudden change or worst case scenario, you'll be ready. Welcome to Holistic Survival, your key resource for protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Jason Hartman.
If you're interested in knowing what's happening in the world, if you're concerned about what's happening in the world, allow me to introduce Antonia Lau. She is a renowned broadcaster, metaphysical, and psychic expert, and she will help us put together some of the missing pieces. She's been a follower and a skeptic in terms of all of these things going on, whether they be earth changes, conspiracy theories, a whole bunch of interesting stuff. And I was introduced to her by one of our fantastic investor clients who has been investing with my real estate investment company for several years now, and she has a lot of credibility. So I'm looking forward to talking to her today. Antonia, welcome. How are you?
How are you, Jason? And thank you so very much for having me on your show.
Well, the pleasure is mine. So, gosh, there's so much to talk about. Where should we start? Obviously, we know that the powers that be in the world have plans for us, and I don't think those plans will be to our liking.
Well, what was interesting, like perhaps you, I did, as well as many others in the world, we think, oh, that is just ridiculous conspiracy garbage. But scientists have done studies, Jason, and so you'll know, and they will too, that literally they found that this could, literally what's called the conspiracy theorist are actually more sane than the average person. And then we can just look back across history and we find that all those things that they discussed and talked about were actually real. So I am, a hard and fast skeptic because, Jason, there's just so much garbage out there, right?
Oh, sure, sure. I mean, you know, if anyone doubts the idea of conspiracy, just look at the mainstream media. I mean, that's an obvious conspiracy. The way they kept Ron Paul out of the presidential election, I mean, they just wouldn't even mention him. Jon Stewart did a fantastic little comedy piece on that. Yeah, I mean, far be it for me to necessarily agree with Jon Stewart, although sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But you know, he really pointed that out. I mean, you know, they kept Ralph Nader out. They really made it difficult for Ron Paul, Steve Forbes his second time around. It was a media blackout. I mean, we've got just a few major companies who control the global mainstream media. You don't think they're keeping news and ideas and concepts and current events that should be of big concern to us? You don't think they're keeping that out of the news and manufacturing the news?
Well, what is eerie about that is amazing because, as I said, I look for that confirmation on a daily basis because of the amount of garbage out there. People don't realize we get all news around the world. All news is from only two locations, actually two associations, Associated Press and Reuters. And they're all owned by one person. And literally, how can I say that one person is a part of the Illuminati? So we have, all over the internet now, you can get where every news broadcaster is saying the same thing, but it's to slant a certain thinking. So we have to turn off what we think is big news on CNN or Fox because it's usually garbage. And real news is always pushed aside. So after seeing many, many years of all this, I still sought greater confirmation. And oddly enough, I was booked on a cruise 6 months before to do for 200 people about the changes in the world, with some illustrious speakers like Daniel Brinkley and Dr. Richard Hoagland of NASA, CBS fame, and all these wonderful speakers. But the month before, Jason, you'll be surprised, I was kind of drawn deeply to watch an interview online for my own radio show that I host, Beyond the Here and Now. But what happens is, Jason, you're going to be surprised because I watch in detail, in depth, over and over again, or listen while I'm doing other things. So I was drawn again to this about a 3-hour interview. I get on on the ship to do the workshop at Norwegian Cruise Lines. It was in 2011, actually. And I go over the next morning after we're introduced to our group and to go to the first workshop. And it's one of my guests, Dr. Carl Johan Kallman, a foremost authority on the Mayan calendar at the time. And this older gentleman and his wife are looking and staring at me. Empty table in like I said, at 7 a.m. is rare to find on ship, right? Well, they kept smiling and staring, and he asked if I was going to a conference. I said, yes, but your face is familiar. May I ask your name? It was the gentleman I've been watching for one whole month. It happens to be George Green, the former insider or elite insider. And during that week, he and his wife and I became great friends. And what ended up happening, Jason, was he confirmed. Anytime I got a moment free from my own workshops and my own work, I was quite busy. I had 3 dinners and 2 lunches on board that ship, and they were all but one with he and his wife. So he said, yes, Antonia, I was there on all the meetings. He said, do you understand? They want to get the United States population down to a mere 20 million. He said, and the world population, yes, world population down from 7.2 billion, he said, down to a mere 500 million worldwide.
That's what it says on the Georgia Guidestones, and a lot of people think the Rockefellers are behind that.
What is interesting is the Illuminati dates for the last couple of 100 years, they've been running the world, but it's European-based. They just happen to be connected with the most wealthy and powerful families, as they always conscript to their minions, so to speak. And he had a moral epiphany and, how can I say, then a spiritual epiphany to help people get through all this. So what is interesting that he stated and confirmed for me, because I use this on my own radio show to get rid of these myths and misconceptions, he said that 20 million is for no one over 44 years old and no one of color whatsoever. And I don't think you got your, Jason. Did you get your invitation in the mail?
No, I didn't get an invitation to be in this group. But I think a lot of people who don't meet those requirements, you know, even under the 500 million number that they're talking about. But, you know, I got a question about the Associated Press, because you talked about Reuters and the AP. I have a news media outlet, and I called to find out about joining the Associated Press and, you know, figure out how to do that and what's involved and what the different levels of membership are and so forth. And they claim that the Associated Press was founded by just a bunch of newspapers like 100 years ago or something, or even more than that, I think. I think it's like 150 years old or something. So they claim it's just an association. It's not owned by any one person.
I know. And that is to belong is an association, but it is actually, if you look up the details, you'll find that it is owned by Rupert Murdoch, Reuters and AP Press. And that, again, is that consortium that works with the Illuminati. So just follow the line straight to the ownership. And it's going to be blanketed in the myriad of titles and company names that they hide behind. So in following that lineage, but we have confirmation right here from an elite insider. In fact, literally, I'm not sure if you're aware, George was asked back in the, I guess it was early 80s. He was asked, was it the 80s or 70s? He was asked to be the financial advisor for the financial presidential campaign of that year. And they said, we're Jimmy Carter's going to be the next president. So when was that? But ultimately, he said, well, who's Jimmy Carter? And it was 2 years before the election. He said, don't worry about it. And he said, well, look, I've been voting Republican all my life. This is a Democrat. He said, oh, son, don't worry about it. We control them both.
They're basically the same, two sides of the same coin, you know.
You
They're
got
hardly
it.
Any different. What I like to say about the Republicans and Democrats, this is a fake engineered fight, if you will, and it's like watching a wrestling match on television. It's show business, meant to divide and conquer the population.
Correct. And also to give them a psychological feel that they have hope, they can vie behind a champion, to give them a semblance of freedom, and that's the key. All these things, the news, the manipulation of it, as well as every election is manipulated. We should look at the facts. No president was ever put in office by the popular vote, ever, and nobody pays attention. It's always by those changes that they've decided years prior. And so each president or each head of state is chosen by them, and they have to follow their laws. Every, what is it, State of the Union address changes right after January 20th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, it really is. So let's keep going with this. I want to make sure we talk about UN Agenda 21 a little bit, and just any of these other things that we should be concerned about it. And finally, what is, if any, our defense?
Now, this is interesting. That's good, a good point. So I want to bring up Agenda 21. So I confirm, because we all know we have that data from, I don't know, back in the 70s, it was called the swine flu. And they put out major commercials, spent a lot of money. People thought you could get it from eating pork, recall? And so they put it out. And George, I said, George, what about this and these viruses and things? He said, yes, that's part of the plans, Antonia. I was in on all those meetings. He said, don't you understand? They've been trying to get to that number of 500 million, but those viruses aren't taking out enough people.
Gosh, this is scary stuff. And it reminds me, Antonia, of the little slip up in Bill Gates' TED speech. Probably familiar with that, right? About population reduction in Africa. What did he say? Something like, maybe we can do this with vaccines?
I've got a gem for you. A few years back, I was friends with another professional psychic, believe it or not, who was also a single mother. She was French. Her name, her first name I'll only give is Laurent. And she trusted me. And she called one evening. She said, Antonia, I trust you. And I need to, like I said, ask you because I'm in fear for my life. Apparently, she had been looked up by two French journalists who had found her and wanted to interview her more deeply. Why? Because she spent her life, her father was a professional hunter, and he had been conscripted to go to Africa, to a little town to help rid the wildebeest population, which had been overpowered because, you know, the locals no longer are allowed to hunt or have forgotten how. So they hire in professional hunters. Her Caucasian family was pulled in and lived in this community, right, with missionary as well as the natives themselves. From 6 years old, she was there. She said, Antonia, they found out I was the one that was chosen to help the Red Cross doctor. Every 6 months, he would come through our village to give inoculation so he could hurry to the next village. She said, one day when I was about 12, she was very proficient. She said, the bell rang. We all ran to get the inoculations. I lined up. He had a table for me, table for him. And I went to inoculate one of the members of the village. They're all come together, all the hunters, the missionary, as well as the native villagers, right? And all of a sudden, he screamed from across the room. She'd known him for 6 years. He never had acted that way. He said, no, not the pink one to the whites, the blacks only. The blacks only. He snatched it from her hand, set it up, and she was shocked. Well, 6 months later, they had a brand new doctor after 6 years of the same doctor. The journalist let her know that they had tracked that doctor and found that he had had a large amount of money placed into his bank account around the time that she noticed that he got upset and they were doing these inoculations. They called to tell her that doctor was found apparently in his hotel room after supposedly committing suicide. But this is the heartbreaker, Jason. They let her know that all the villagers in the town that she was there for several years, all those villagers were now dead and had died of AIDS. So she had the guilt and the burden of those inoculations. She said to Antonia, you don't understand. After all the years of being raised and growing up with them, they were my aunts, my grandma, grandpas, my best friends. And she says, I feel a part of that. So do you understand how important it is, how can I say it, to allow that or change that? It's extremely important that we change our headset. Now, the code word, it was by the CDC. It was invented. It has a patent. And it was, you know, signed on the dotted line by a senator at the time. So do you understand? People have to understand the same thing with our current Ebola. But it's all in the vaccines, Jason. If you take the vaccine, that is a disease. So the fear media scandal is just to fear push you into getting the vaccine, which contains the virus.
Yep. The problem is I don't, and I don't think anybody listening has the ability to test the vaccines. You know, it's like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
What happens is, as of George Green confirming, part of the elite insider for many, many years, he states, do not take any of the vaccines. None of them, not the flu, not any of them, not ever. And a naturopathic doctor can provide for children at school or whatever that ability to, like I said, do what's necessary to keep the child's immune system boosted and send in the paperwork that goes to the school. So we do have a choice, Jason. We do have a choice.
Well, I mean, we've got parents being cited and fined and, I don't know, maybe arrested. You know, if they don't vaccinate their kids are being kicked out of school. I mean...
No. All they have to do is choose that alternative doctor, call ahead, or naturopathic MD. They are MDs. They are recognized. They know this and will give the child the protocol necessary, usually through vitamin supplementation, to boost that immune system, sign the paperwork, and it is accepted at all the schools across the country.
Well, that's good to hear. What else can we do in terms of self-defense?
Now, the other things I was going to suggest is while people are realizing it, the government is now the next problem is the money and the food, beside the earth changes that are going on. Which would you like to discuss first?
Well, let's talk about the money. My audience is very interested in the economic side of things.
Okay, now this is important for people to understand. We now all have a, you know, at least in a smattering of information about the fiat dollars, or in other words, the monopoly money that's been created since 1976. So there is no precious metal backing our dollar, which is, we've always been on that petrol dollar. Well, the powers that be, in their heinous plans, have planned to make sure that they have all the gold, which they've taken, they've made sure, and they've planned a particular collapse, but it is based on an agreement with their cronies worldwide that control heads of state, other world governments. So in essence, they're supposed to take their own, how can I say this, their own... steps, like each one is numbered, like Greece would be filing bankruptcy, then, you know, it, and America last. So that's all to come at once. And at the point when we have that kind of collapse monetarily, George Green also suggests taking all money. See, this is all confirmed. He was in on the meetings, remember, taking all money out and keeping it, how can I say, cash to yourself in small amounts. He happens to carry $20,000-$30,000 on him at all times in gold and silver, coins. The point is, you have to have cash on hand. Now, I'm going to tell you, they're also aware of the earth changes. The powers that be have planned all this because they needed that kind of chaos for the major earth changes that are exponentially increasing to wipe us, the majority of us, out and down. So all these things are conscripted. They are extremely patient. It's taken 100 years to dumb down an education, 100 years to get us to believe all the lies put across in TV and film that they want us to believe and indoctrinate us to believe. And then literally, they can just wipe us right out because it's for the good of the planet, they think.
Got to ask you, what are your thoughts on Bitcoin and these alternative cryptocurrencies?
They're all short-lived. All short-lived, I know.
I agree.
And very rapidly. So what you want to watch is, he says, the months, of course, of the fiscal year, April through and then October, usually right after that is when it tends to go down. Keeping this on the side, those amounts of cash needed for you, your family, or loved ones is essential because those will be the means to for short transference. But Jason, I'm just going to suggest, and this is not to promote fright or scare. It means in the eye of any storm, stay in the eye or the center, because that is the point of calm. And with that gut-level intuition, literally, you can get through this. You might know yourself with financial background, Jason, that in the last Great Depression, which they orchestrated, by the way, more millionaires were made during that century than any other time of the century. Not those that were on the inside track. Those that paid attention to their gut-level intuition soared. In fact, Fatty Arbuckle, the star of that time period, was making $1 million a picture because people on the streets would work all week for a nickel and stand in line for hours just to be transported through the media called the movie cinema at the time. So this is essential that each person in their field needs to clock that intuition, get in right brain, must raise that right brain awareness and use to match that high intellect Otherwise, it's a waste, a wash.
Yeah, most definitely. So combine the left and the right brain. Pay attention to the intuition.
You must. If you do, basically, Joe Kennedy pulled his money out of the stock market, not because he was an insider. 2 days before the stock market crash, remember, Joe was not normally liked by them because he was an Irish, at that time not so great, Catholic. Okay. So he saw apparently a shoeshine guy that said, you know, where can I invest? And that was it. He pulled all the family fortune out, and that helped to, you know, see the other parts of their lives and their foray politically. But do you understand? I just want people to learn to pay attention to the intuition. That's been suppressed.
Okay, good stuff. Do you want to mention UN Agenda 21 at all? Tell our listeners about that.
Okay, that UN Agenda 21 has been on record, and that's that number of how they're going to get down to that 500 million, population worldwide. Only 500 million, remember. So it's important to understand all these viruses, all these, Monsanto GM-created foods, are to make sure that that population is annihilated to that point. When they cause flooding in certain areas, it's purposeful. So that that salt water, that the fields are completely barren. They did that a couple of years ago in the Midwest. Nobody knew. Huge swaths were flooded. Farms were flooded. And they can't do crops for the next year because there's nowhere to gain from that crop. They can't sell it. So there's no money for seed. Their works are for nothing. The field is wet too long. So it wipes out our breadbasket. And this is intentional. The drought we're seeing in West Coast in Southern California, all planned. Part, major earth changes that are natural, normal to the earth cycle of growth and change, which she always does. Her cycle is just longer and outside our own recorded history. But they're aware of it. They have the greatest and best scientists. Jason, oddly enough, George mentioned something. He said, with all these changes that the powers that be are doing, he said just before that boarding that ship, and he and his wife had taken that ship many times. They knew the crew. They liked that ship. 2 weeks before that, they had booked it. He said, a friend called and asked, George, did you get your tickets? And he said, for what? He said, for the underground bunker in the middle of Australia, Pine Gap, Australia, for 35,000 people. So George, he forgot George was no longer part of the inside group. And that was just a couple of weeks before I met him on board. So I will suggest that people have to be aware, not just focus. People have to be aware and not just focus in one area or one arena, but be more whole, not egocentric, more, looking at the mundane, all the parts of the world, everything that's going on in an objective manner, not an anxious manner, not a fearful manner, because the elite are counting on you to do that so they can just easily move you out of the way. So we can go to the Agenda 21, and then we can go to the caskets that that are being stored by FEMA. They hold five bodies in, you know, bags each. And they're being placed especially around areas of retirement like Florida and Phoenix, because that is the largest portion of the population they'd like, because it's futile. It's a waste.
Well, you know, it costs so much to pay their medical care and Social Security, right? So why keep them around?
And 2/3 of the population is now retired. So it's a waste. George said they call us useless food eaters. So in all this, we have to understand that there are no mistakes in the universe. None. You just showed, cited examples how people become multimillionaires during the Great Depression because they paid attention to their gut-level intuition. They need to know, using that intuition, where best to promote that energy. Rupert Murdoch just bought, Duracell battery?
No, Warren Buffett did.
My apologies. Warren Buffett bought Duracell just a couple of days ago. Correct. Thank you for the correction. All these millionaires, you know. But what happens is, billionaires, what am I saying? There would be a clue in what their purchases are. What would that clue be?
Preparedness-oriented.
Correct. And why would that happen? Because all our grid system is on the big major satellite systems. So they can, A, pull the and yank the monetary systems, the satellite systems, the communication systems. Therefore, people will then go toward batteries. So I'm just, and that's just a portion of their long-range plan. So people have to understand they are so patient. It's taken a couple hundred years to maneuver them to this point, and they're pleased.
Mm-hmm. And they are very patient. They've got a big, big, huge vision, and who knows what the heck they will do or what it is. But, you know, I want to ask you just to circle back for a moment, because I've received a lot of criticism on this. My belief that Bitcoin and the cryptocurrencies, they're not going to make it. And my thesis is that anything without the support of the central banking cartel and the government central banking complex, okay? And it's not just the U.S. government. Governments around the world, they all have a vested interest in fiat money, in paper money that has no intrinsic value that they control. And they don't want to see Bitcoin or any of these alternatives succeed. That's a competition. And if they don't control the monetary system, they can't buy votes by spending fake money. They can't inflate away people's wealth. They can't impoverish people and control this whole scheme. It is the most powerful entity or set of entities the human race has ever known. And there is no way some decentralized currency can stand up to that. I wish I were wrong. I would love to be wrong about this. Okay, I would love nothing more than to see some independent monetary system develop that doesn't make us beholden to the system of all money being debt. But the Rothschild family, they're never going to let this happen. Are you kidding? They'll just outlaw it. They'll just say it's illegal. They'll engineer a fake crisis. It's always for our own good.
But Mother Earth has her own choices here. As you see, that's the one, area they are, up against that they can't do anything about. So, yes, we know about the HAARP and all that. They can kind of sort of control it. But Mother Nature has her own control systems built in. Nature just is that way. And in her natural normal cycle she goes through, ultimately we are the only species on this planet, Jason, that pays to live here. So in this cycle, there should be other uses of monetary exchange that are more honest toward the population, not the 1% only, toward the entire world population, whether it be, like I said, called back by nature or natural events or not. But those players in play intuitively have their own destiny encoded on an interior basis, on a soul level, I will say. Yes, we all have one, believe it or not. What happens is they are instrumental in deciding, making a choice of how they're going to act through all these major changes. That's part of the growth on the planet. We're going to get out of this life. They're not going to ask how much money you had in the bank. They're not going to ask what titles are behind your name. They're going to ask, what did you do for soul growth? And how did you leave the world better than when you came? So ultimately, everybody, I don't care whether it's Rothschilds or not, that is the ultimate totem to be, that ultimate standard. They will be held for. So, Mayor Rothschild was great because he said, back in the 1700s, give me control of a country's money or banking system and I will control the world, basically. So we have to learn that there's a different method of exchange that is cohesive. Adam Smith and his doctrine, all these things that we've accepted as natural and good were because the powers would be planned it this way. There's really no capitalism. It's corporatism, as we know, and those in charge, as you said, the cabal. So they've led everybody down the primrose path, and everybody, they let them play. But you notice that they conscript all the heavy hitters. Once they hit the billionaire, you're in their club. Ted Turner was fantastic before he was conscripted. So it was interesting. I remember hearing secondhand, a gentleman that was a waiter at one of the meetings at the Astoria Hotel, where they had 450 of them meeting a while back when Bilderberg or the elite meeting at the time. Ted Turner was, being indoctrinated into the, at that time into the club, and he ran out, pushed through the doors, ran across the lobby way and said, they're going to kill all those many people. Four others ran out, grabbed him, and took him back into the meeting. But the wait staff heard what he said as he was shocked. Of course, now he's compliant. And so we see is Ted with TED Talks. We see all of them. We see Bill Gates compliant. Look what happened to Steve Jobs. So I'm just going to suggest there are smarter ways to outsmart those kind of heinous plans. And that's what we are called to do with that whole brain action. Not what you think logically in your left brain focus or what is rational thought, but what that gut level intuition is telling you what is best, not just for your family. Yes, we understand. But what is best? What was that Aaron Russo saying when he talked to David Rockefeller?
Yeah, and look what happened to Aaron Russo. You know, I know his nephew.
So basically, what he was told by Rockefeller, what do you care if your family is going to be safe? But aren't you part of the family of humankind? Isn't that your true family? So what you have to really go back is to that sort of focus. And my point is that money, those monetary billions were made on the backs of the minions, so to speak, that they would call us. But I'm just going to suggest it was supposed to be shared down. Those that have the acumen to make it were supposed to share downward to the masses to uplift all of life, not just a portion, 1% of life. And it doesn't mean dole them out and they're not doing anything. And please, it's a shame that people come from other countries to U.S. with degrees and they're, you know, driving taxis in New York. What is that?
It certainly shows that our economy is not allocating resources very well. I mean, I recently was in an Uber car and the driver said he was an investment banker that used to work on Wall Street. And, you know, now he's driving a car. It's just amazing. There are so many stories. You know, I was in another car recently from the airport. I always talk to these drivers because they're kind of interesting sometimes. And he said that his occupation is he was an industrial engineer. And so he would, you know, basically help companies manage their assembly lines for maximum efficiency. You know, he's driving a car. I mean, this is just crazy that our economy can't allocate these resources better than this. You know, what do we have people with college degrees and massive student loan debt? That's a whole nother conspiracy, by the way, you know, working at the coffee shop. It doesn't make sense. You know?
And that was part of the dumbing down that was started in 1905 for education. But you're right, it's another topic. But what happens at this point when all these things are coming close to, how can I say it, having a bust, as we see, it's important for people to note that it's calling on an interior level. Where is your commonality? Where is your concern and compassion and care? Is it lost? Do you really need a $700,000 hand-carved front door for your mansion? Do you really? And my thought is, if you're going to pay $700,000 for the door, donate to a really solid, not a foundation, a solid charitable directive that will benefit from the same $700,000, then put your doors up, perhaps, still. You know what I'm saying? Or start an industry where they can manufacture them. But there's a reason for those that can make it. They were supposed to teach, to share, to teach others how to fish, so to speak.
Thank God they haven't found the kill switch for the internet yet, because the one great thing we've got going for us now is we've got this alternative media, and let's use it to its fullest extent while we can to just plant these seeds in people's minds so that they will know. Hopefully, the big plans out there don't come to pass. At least the next time around, when there's a different plan, they will be aware and they can spread the word before they start censoring the internet. So there you go. There you go. Absolutely. Antonia, give out your website and tell people where they can find out more about you.
The main website I think they need to look at is onlyoneplan.com. I have a series of workshops, videos that they need to see in sequence to see what's really going on. I cover all these mandates, including what's essential for them to realize. Not to frighten, but to remember that they need to calm, stay in the eye of the calm, and use that intuition. And they can also, my regular website is inthesecretgarden.com to find out more information about me. And my radio show is at Beyond the Here and Now. It is on 8 hours out of the week, and they can just go to the internet for that as well. But it's essential that people understand it's not to take away your hope. It's to foster you to use your whole brain activity, at least as much as you possibly can, and then listen intuitively, build that factor back up. It's like having a left hand you're not using very well. You want to make it as strong as your right.
Right, absolutely. Antonia Lau, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us today for the Holistic Survival Show, protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Be sure to listen to our Creating Wealth show, which focuses on exploiting the financial and wealth creation opportunities in today's economy. Learn more at www.jasonhartman.com or search Jason Hartman on iTunes. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, offering very general guidelines and information. Opinions of guests are their own, and none of the content should be considered individual advice. If you require personalized advice, please consult an appropriate professional. Information deemed reliable, but not guaranteed. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, all rights reserved. For distribution or publication rights and media interviews, please visit www.hartmanmedia.com or email media@hartmanmedia.com. Nothing on this show should be considered specific personal or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions of guests are their own, and the host is acting on behalf of Platinum Properties Investor Network, Inc., exclusively.